News. I'm Laura Winters. Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. USA's Dave Collins with more.
Trump faces a Monday deadline to pay his $464 million bond in his civil fraud case. Records show that James has formally registered judgments against Trump, the Trump Organization, and his two older sons in Westchester County, which signals Trump National Golf Club and the Seven Springs Estate may be at risk of being seized. Trump's lawyers say they can't find an underwriter willing to take on the entire amount.
Well wishes coming in from around the world as news breaks that Princess Kate being treated for cancer, the British monarch delivering an address Friday about how she and her family are coping, and asked the public for time, space, and privacy while she is receiving chemotherapy. The princess, who is only 42 years old, describing in a video recording how she and her family are dealing with the devastating diagnosis.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Chaos in Russia. ISIS terrorists claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. Five gunmen wearing masks shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Extremely disturbing video posted online showing the five gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons as others screaming and ducking for cover. A Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show. The five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack just 2 weeks ago.
I also had a chance to meet with the hostage families again, and it's hard to describe what they're going through every single day.
In other news, Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaving Tel Aviv, Israel, without a deal to free the hostages. He meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Blinken telling reporters at the airport that the two men talked about the hostage negotiations, humanitarian assistance, and Rafah.
We have the same goals, the defeat of Hamas, Israel's long-term security. But a major ground operation in Rafah is not, in our judgment, the way to achieve it.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.